G'day legends, I'm Kat John. Welcome to the Real Raw Relatable Podcast. I'm an authenticity coach and keynote speaker who is here to help you powerfully manage the thoughts in your head so you can listen to your heart and focus on what matters. I'll be sharing how to do this through real guidance, raw truths, and relatable stories.
Hi everyone and welcome back to the Kat John Podcast. I'm your host, Steve Buckler. And
it doesn't make sense though.
I know, but it's giving you part credit.
Okay. Yes. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Do you want me to do it the way I would normally do
it? No. I like the part credit.
Hi guys. Welcome to the Steve Buckler Podcast. Today on my show, I have our usual monthly special guest, Kat John. Kat joins us once a month only to talk about relationships. As a semi-relationship expert, she brings her advice, her guidance, and her various expertise. So welcome.
Thank you.
Always
for anyone
good to have
who's
you
new to the podcast, that is all a lie. This is my new husband, Steve. By new, I mean we got married a month and a bit ago. And this is how he likes to introduce his
My podcast.
Your podcast, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, once a month I bring Steve on to my podcast, which is called Real Raw Relatable. And we do. We talk about relationship stuff because we're in a relationship.
Yeah. And my podcast is called Unreal, Guarded and Non-Specific. I don't like to share.
Oh, that actually fits in perfectly with your Enneagram number 8.
Totally.
And my Enneagram number 4.
Yep.
Yep. That's good.
And it actually sets the show up nicely for today.
It does. However.
Oh, God.
It's every time. What, my love, have you enjoyed about our relationship and what have you not enjoyed about our relationship the past week, month? You know, we haven't been on here for a month, so it could be the last month, could be the last week.
What have I enjoyed?
Mm-hmm.
I have enjoyed my dinner the other night.
Tell them.
As part of Kat's vows to me in our wedding, she committed every month for the rest of my life that she will make Big Mac tacos. And the other night you made them.
I made them.
They were amazing.
And he was happy. He literally turns into another human.
Mate, it is just fuck yeah. Like food orgasm. So, yep, that was awesome. What have I not enjoyed?
Mm-hmm.
Generally, yourself. The last week and a bit. But that's what today's about. We're going to talk about why that is. It's not that we're having any specific problem. It's just that, you know, the topic of today's podcast is how you show up when your relationship is tested. And
hey,
I'm getting to it. This is what I'm talking about. And before we get into that, what have you enjoyed enjoyed?
Thank you. I have enjoyed our newfound ritual of jumping on the trampoline.
Yeah, that's cool.
On our morning walks. And also, that's what I've enjoyed. What I haven't enjoyed is I feel like we are just a millimeter off in our interactions. And that millimeter, I guess, for me and for us feels like, you know, from here to Antarctica. Because I know when we're good and when we're like right hitting on the mark, and I just feel like we're a millimeter off, and it just doesn't feel quite right.
Mm. So what we're going to share today is, because a lot of the time in your relationship, you will have various tests. You know, like it might be family, it might be work, it might be money, it might be life, it might be health. Like who knows what it is. But the point is that it's going to be very few and far between that you live in your perfect little relationship bubble world, right? So the thing. Can you hear how loud that
Yeah,
burns?
I know. It feels like it's in my head. Yeah. Must be in the roof.
Wow. Shut the fuck up.
No, it sounds beautiful.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
See, we're off.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So we talk a lot in all our podcasts about the ego, right? Because the ego is everything in terms of the way that you potentially show up in your life. You can show up in your heart. You can show up in your ego. You can never show up at the same time in both.
Mm.
If you want to know what I'm talking about, go back and listen to every other podcast that we have done together and various ones that Kat has done about the ego. But the point is this, is that we've talked in the past about the fact that every morning you wake up automatically and you're in your ego, right? Because that is your identity. It is your personality. It is false. It is a facade, but you automatically wake up there.
Mm.
And anyone who says otherwise is full of shit.
Mm.
It doesn't matter how much work you do over the years on the ego, you will just, it's like autopilot. It's like having your car in your driveway and you just automatically get in it every morning, start your motor and you're off.
Mm.
So it stands to reason, right, that if you're not abundantly careful, that you will respond to any challenge in your relationship automatically from your ego.
Mm.
And that's when things can start to falter.
Mm-hmm.
So the challenge that we have currently is that recently in the last sort of 4 to 6 months, I have been mildly
snoring like a rhinoceros.
Mildly
snoring like a rhinoceros. You know what we should do? You know what I'm going to do?
We're not playing the fucking note.
I'm going to pause it and then I'm going to.
You're going to play it?
No, I won't. I won't without your permission.
No permission granted.
Okay, fair enough.
So anyway.
Snores like a rhino.
I have been snoring recently. Mm. And as a result of that.
Worse than you ever have.
Worse than I ever have.
Like this is, if we just give it a bit of juice, this is some pretty significant snoring.
Yeah, and none of this is helping with my vulnerability.
No,
that I just
know. I'm just saying that it's not like, you know, a little snore. This is it's been quite a big shift because Steve might have a few, you know, deep breaths in the middle of the night or a bit of a snort, and that's not I haven't even woken up, but this is something's changed.
Yes.
Yeah.
So anyway, long story short is. This is the issue that is testing our relationship.
Mm.
And so what has been interesting to observe is how we have been responding to this, right? So my Enneagram is an 8. It's all about power and powerlessness and about challenge and about overcoming. And there are many times where I am automatically just showing up in that in our interactions. And then Kat is a 4 who doesn't belong, who needs to always be alone, who, you know, will look for any fucking door to escape.
Mm.
And it's also obvious that she is playing out a lot of that ego in this scenario.
I think first before we look at how it's affecting us, I think it's probably good to express on both sides how it's testing us and our relationship.
So the main test that's coming up is so as a result of this, so I've gone and had a sleep test done, mm-hmm. so we know what the issue is.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone and seen a sleep doctor, so I know options that I have and I'm actioning those various options,
mm-hmm.
right? Because that's just how I work. If there's a problem, cool, let's look into it as quick as we can, let's solve it as quick as we can because that's just how I'm built.
Mm-hmm.
But in the interim, the solution that we've had is that you're sleeping in a different room.
Yeah.
Right?
Or at least at the beginning we tried the ear plug things.
Yeah.
Which did work and then, you know, you found the most, I don't know, strongest ones on Amazon you could possibly find. And unfortunately I could still hear Steve snore through them. So then the beautiful chair that I had in my coaching space in my room, we sold that and we got a fold out bed so then I could sleep upstairs because when both the girls are here we've got a full house and sleeping on our couch downstairs was getting uncomfortable And then when Mia's not here, when she's with her mum, then I will sleep in Mia's bed. So we're sleeping, at the moment we're sleeping separately. And that's, it's new for us. You know, we've always been able to sleep together. We've always like gone to bed or bed cuddling and laughing, and that's when we chit chat. And then when we wake up in the morning, that's our cuddle time. You know, that's when the dogs are coming up and sniffing our faces, and that's where, yeah, we get to just be close. And that, for me, I find that is testing me and us, because, yeah, just being able to wake up next to you and roll into his big muscly arms and biceps and chest, you know, I'm missing that. I'm really missing that.
So, yeah, that's the issue. So, you know, I'm going to sleep on my own.
Yeah.
That activates part of my story about, you know, like, you know, and the other thing is that your ego doesn't have to make sense. In fact, a lot of the time it doesn't make sense, right? You're making decisions and you're being guided by them and taking direction from wounds from a childhood that are no longer relevant, right? And that's the same for every single person listening. So in my case, it's like, you know, there's a lot of failure coming up about, well, fuck, I can't fix this. I can't solve this. And then the other thing that it also does is I then resent Kat, because even though I'm the problem.
You resented me.
Even though I'm the problem.
I didn't know your it's ego like, resented me,
It's
I
like
say.
I resent the fact that we're separated and that we're not finding a way through, and that, you know, it's just, it's not fundamentally, it's not a good thing. So we're looking at the solutions, but the solutions will take time.
Like, but plus two, we have had, when we were trying to sleep next to one another and I had the earplugs in, you know, we got into this cycle where we'd both be anxious going to sleep. So Steve would be anxious going to sleep in case that he'd snore, and then I would wake up, and then I would then leave the room and go upstairs. And then I'd be anxious to go to sleep because I'd want to get to sleep before Steve, before I could hear him snore. So I would also say what's contributing to testing us is that we are in sleep debt.
Yeah, totally.
We're definitely in sleep debt. Yeah, you know you're not getting deep sleep because you've got that sleep app. And, you know, we're waking up, we're not waking up fresh. And, you know, we all know that sleep is medicine. It is absolute medicine. And when we don't sleep well, when one of us doesn't sleep well, but the other, it's okay, because I think one of us has more of our true essence available. But when both are in sleep debt, which any new parent would know what that's like, things can start to fall more quickly. And I guess this is that one millimeter that I'm talking about, that I'm feeling in our relationship, how easily that one millimeter becomes two, then five, then 10. And then it's like we feel distant, you know?
Yeah. So that'll be happening in your lives in whatever various forms. So the way that we solve it is the way that we solve everything. So the first thing is we communicate. So we share. It's like, hey, I don't feel like I'm close to you.
Yep.
I don't feel like this is happening. So if you can't identify and communicate what you're feeling, then the other person really has no chance. So we start with that.
Yeah.
And then we look at, okay, how do we clear the ego, what the ego is thinking? And we talk about that part, and then we go back to our truth and our end result of our relationship, and we talk about, okay, well, what can we do in the meantime to try and like pull this gap closer?
And just on that, I'll put in the show notes the two episodes that relate exactly to what Steve was talking about. So there's a episode that we did on, is there something we need to clear? There's an episode that we did on the end result of relationships, and also about communicating when things are hard. So Steve just laid out some really clear steps there. But if you're just listening to this for the first time, you'll be like, yeah, but what do I do? How do I clear the ego? How do I clear the ego with someone else? I'll put the episodes down below, because there's some very important steps. Because one, even just having the conversation for people is hard.
Yeah. I mean, look, if you go to the bottom of it all, the first thing you should do is fucking sign up to your zero fucks program mm. and learn about how this works. Mm. Like I've said it before and I'll say it again. If there is a single thing that I have learned in my entire time on this planet that has set me up for success, whether it be in business or relationships or health or wealth or whatever, it is understanding this concept because it affects
everything.
It determines how you show up in everything. So if any of you listening like, oh, should I do the thing? Like fucking, you know, press pause, go to the website, join. The stuff that you learn is life changing without a doubt. Then once you understand.
Then you're able to have the principles.
Then you can understand how you can weaponize or use those principles to your benefit, right? Because at the moment they're being used against you with you not knowing that they're even there.
Fuck yeah.
Mic drop, bang.
Yeah, seriously.
So that is dead set, like 100% fact. Go and do it. Learn it because then you can start to actually use your ego to your benefit.
Yeah. And I guess I know I'm like derailing it for a sec, but I just want to say, I know you and I are both frustrated at the moment with how things are, but even just talking about that and the steps that, you have talked about, we're taking them. And so even though it feels like we're not quite right and that we're 1 millimeter off and that you're feeling like you're failing and that I feel like, you know, I can't make you happy and all that kind of stuff, we're taking the steps. Like we're doing the work.
You can make me happy.
You want Big Mac tacos every night.
Big Mac tacos every night.
No, they're so tedious to make.
And then come to bed for 15 minutes.
Oh, my God.
The point is it's very easy for us if we don't actively say stop and talk about those steps to just keep playing out our egoic functions. Yep. And what happens is we're just going to get further and further and further and further apart.
Yeah.
Because the more I show up in my eight, right, the more I'm going to judge.
Yeah.
The more I'm going to withdraw. Mm. The more I'm going to say, oh, well, you know, there is no solution. Like this is fucking it. And then the more Kat will be like, well, you know, I don't feel safe, you know, blah, blah. And you're just taking steps apart, right? Whereas there is a solution, right? We have a new bed on the way because the one that we purchased was way too soft.
Way too soft, which has actually been when you have
started snoring. Yeah, it's all gone to shit since we got this. We actually got this amazing, like, bed system that, like, the thing goes up and down and it automatically listens for snoring and stuff. But we purchased
it was a really soft mattress.
Way too soft.
Yeah.
And
both of us feel unsupported.
Yeah, unsupported.
Yeah, it was interesting.
And have slept atrociously since it came.
Yeah.
Luckily, the store, which has been amazing, has agreed to switch it out for
the firmer bed.
Like the firmer one. Yeah. So that's like 2 weeks away. And when that comes, there will be 100%.
Yeah.
Relief, because at least you'll be comfortable, right?
Correct, yeah.
And then we also know that there is 100% a solution to the snoring. Mm. We're trying the least evasive one at the moment.
Yes.
And then if that doesn't work, then the other one is there and we know it'll be fixed.
Mm.
So there is light at the end of the tunnel. And
but we're going through the tunnel, right? Yep. And so as we go through the tunnel, there are times where Steve will fall into his egoic persona, which is the Enneagram type 8. I will fall into my Enneagram, which is my persona of the individualist, which is all about getting stuck in my feeling, getting stuck in what's wrong, getting stuck in, you know, really like doom and gloom, whereas Steve's is
Solution.
And if there's no solution, which currently nothing has worked, so then he feels like a massive failure. So, you know, there are times in this tunnel where we will drop into that and that's where things aren't cool. But there are also times where we become aware of that. We communicate, we talk, we have the difficult conversations, we cuddle where we can, we get connected where we can. We're going on our scenic Sunday trip today, just us.
I think also the other thing that's actually exacerbated it is that this is the first week in like almost a year that we've been kid free.
I know. Right? Yeah.
And so, you know, Kat was talking about like, oh my God, like, you know, kid free for the first time. But I think what's obvious to me is that with the absence of the kids at all, it's almost like just put us hot, like
totally.
A fucking
I reckon
spotlight.
I agree. I fully agree.
On this issue because we're in the house alone, but it doesn't feel like we're connected at all.
Totally.
So it's almost like if the kids were here, that would distract from the fact
that
that's happening.
Totally.
So we're honest.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
We're always.
I actually felt that when Ali left, that I felt the one millimeter.
Yeah.
You know, whereas before it was like, oh yeah, the kids are here, yada yada yada. Yeah. It's school holidays, blah blah blah. But it's like, oh, okay, this is where we're actually at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is why it's called real, raw, relatable.
Yeah.
Right. We're real.
Yeah.
We don't bullshit.
Yeah.
We share vulnerably and rawly, which I fucking hate, by the way. So I'm doing this for you guys.
Your ego hates, darling.
And we make it relatable because, you know, lots of people in relationships. But you're not one of those Instagrammers that like only comes on and shows like perfect life.
Fuck no, life. No way. Not
like,
a chance.
We show up as shit as it is or as good as it is.
Yeah.
And this week is a shit week. So we're turning it around. We communicated the fact that, hey, this has been a shit week.
Mm.
Yes, it has.
Mm.
Mm. We shared what the ego has said, right? We've talked about what the true end result is and we're putting a solution in place, which is one, we're getting the fuck out of the environment that we're
That's right. Yeah.
Right? Getting out of the house.
Yeah.
Going off on our scenic Sunday.
Yeah.
Trying to find a way to connect outside of, you know, sometimes you just have to walk away from the problem for a bit.
Yeah.
And so.
And we are. The other day we went out to lunch and we walked there and we got ice cream on the way back and. You know, it was the start of us looking to connect. I think before that we have had kids in the house and it's been full on with the kids in the house, especially with Ali being in year 12 and that takes up a lot of energy and space. And so since it's just been us, we're taking those steps and we're noticing the disconnect and how uncomfortable that feels and annoying that feels because it's like, oh my gosh, we literally have a week. You know, and I think at the bottom, you know how you're talking about the bottom? I think at the very, 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 very bottom of this, we miss each other.
Mm.
You know, I miss you.
Oh.
Made me want to cry.
Well, you can just bring your ass downstairs and put concrete in your ear. You selfish bitch. So, I think we've covered it.
I think so too.
I think
so too. But at the bottom, it's important to note that because during testing times, everyone's going to have their swords out. Everyone's going to have their fucking armor up. But at the bottom, you miss each other. And that's at the bottom for us.
Yeah. But I think the other thing is that you can see, like listening to this scenario, right, is what would happen if you didn't even know what your sword was. If you don't even know how you're showing up with your sword and armor, right, how the fuck do you stop battling?
Jesus, that hit. God, that hit.
This is my point, guys.
You
need to know what is your sword.
Oh.
What is your ego? How does it show up? What does it try and deny?
Wow.
What is it trying to achieve? What is it denying, you know, how will it fuck with your relationships? Like if you don't know this work, you actually don't even know your true self because the things, you are not your ego, but you can't find out who you are until you know your ego.
Because you think you are your
Correct.
Ego.
That's you need to know that what the ego looks like. So then you go, cool, now I know that's ego, which means everything else is true me, right? And they blend and they mix and, you know, like I said, it shows up in everything, in your work, in your health, in your marriage, in your life, in your relationships, in fucking the way you deal with your kids and the way you deal with your parents. Like it shows up everywhere. If you don't know what it is, you're fucking good luck. good luck. Oof. Yeah? So, you've got my, you know, the tips. Like, obviously, your struggles will be different to our struggles, which is why we didn't call this how to show up in relation to snoring. Like, in the end, it's how do you show up when your relationship is tested? And the test can be anything. But the solution is always going to be the same.
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So on that note, we're going to get the fuck out of here.
And we are going to Scenic Sunday.
Yeah, and we will see you in a month. Thank you for joining us. I appreciate that you come into the studio. Always a pleasure to have Kat. Give her a round of applause. And we will see her in 4 weeks' time.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Real, Raw, Relatable podcast with Steve. Today's episode was recorded on the traditional lands of the Boon Wurrung people, and I pay my respects to their elders past, present, and emerging. If you love today's episode, please share it on with someone who you know could do with hearing today's message. If you haven't already, rate and review the podcast. That'd be awesome. And keep sending in your emails to info@catjohn.com.au, sharing how these episodes are touching your heart. To work with me in either the Zero Fucks program, one-to-one coaching, or keynote speaking, head to catjohn.com.au. Get in touch, ask your questions, and let's look to see if we're a great fit. Have a great week ahead, and I'll see you in your earballs next Monday. Lots of love. Peace be with you.